making progress on human rights, I would argue, will pressure the North Koreans on nuclear weapons and security. And to ignore human rights as we try to move North Korea towards progress on security and on denuclearization, without focusing on human rights, we're not likely to succeed. The argument that I would make is that North Korea is currently a totalitarian state, which the government has complete control. It allows North Korea to devote resources to nuclear weapons and missiles. The population of North Korea would prefer to have food rather than nuclear weapons. North Korea has the fourth largest military force in the world. Its expenditures on the military require 25% of its gross domestic product. This is a country that can't feed its people, that can't provide them with medical care, and spends 25% of its GDP on nuclear weapons and maintaining the fourth largest army in the world, 1.2 million men and women under arms. This gives you some indication of what's going on in North Korea. In addition to the amounts spent on the military, there are huge amounts that are spent on luxury goods for the elite. Because the government has complete control over the news media in North Korea, the people of North Korea don't have a lot of idea about what is actually going on in North Korea. And this is one of the reasons why I would argue that what we need to do is focus on improving access to media and other human rights in North Korea. There are an enormous amount of resources that are spent on monitoring cell phones. They're monitored electronically. They are monitored heavily by people simply listening into phone calls that are going on. Access to the internet is basically non-existent in North Korea. There are a handful, literally a handful of people who have some access to the internet. The average North Korean has access to the intranet. It is an inner North Korean system which gives you the information the government thinks you should have access to, but no access to information from any other place. It's illegal to watch video that's not produced in North Korea. K-pop, very popular. South Korean pop music is very popular, and it's very popular in North Korea. But acquiring a thumb drive or a DVD to watch K-pop is a very serious crime. And if you're caught, you will pay a price. My argument would be that if we want to see change in North Korea, and negotiating over nuclear transparency, seeking agreements that can be verified, those are all important. But this regime is not really interested in denuclearization. It's very clear. They've made it very difficult to negotiate, to try to give up nuclear weapons. They say they're willing to do it, and it always becomes increasingly difficult when they try. Their primary objective is to remain in power. That's Kim Jong-un's primary concern, and hopefully to add South Korea to the territory of the North. And he is also the kind of person who realizes that that's not likely to happen unless he has significant resources devoted to military equipment, and particularly nuclear weapons. If we can help generate a greater interest in the part of the people in what is going on in terms of their own government, we can create the kind of constraints that democracy imposes on its leadership. And that, I think, is the reason why we need to focus attention, as well as on negotiating with North Korea, on access to information and on human rights. Pressing the North Korean government by its own people is really the only way we're going to make progress and move them in the right direction, at least according to my thinking. There are other human rights that we ought to focus on as well as we think about North Korea and what we might do to help improve attitudes or information. about what's going on for North Korean people. One of the things that would be helpful is in terms of the area of freedom of movement. North Korea is a country where if you want to cross a county boundary, and a county boundary is kind of like American counties, if you want to go to, I think Menlo Park is actually in San Mateo County, or if it's not, Atherton is, you would have to have a permit to cross the border to go from Santa Clara County to San Mateo County. If you want to go further than that, if you want to cross a provincial boundary, you've got to get an even higher level and more complicated permit to do that. The result of that is that information about what's going on inside the country doesn't leak from one part of the country to another. And so it would be helpful and important, and we continue to call for people to be given freedom of movement, both inside North Korea, but also people who want to leave North Korea, who want to visit relatives and friends abroad, should be able to and have access to. One of the things that we've also tried to do is to press on human rights that are less confrontational. Access to information is very sensitive to the North Korean government. We have tried to encourage the North Koreans to make progress in dealing with people with disabilities. This is an issue that does not raise a lot of political problems. Providing access to buildings, participating in the Paralympics, doesn't necessarily mean that there's a political content to that act, but it's noteworthy because it's making progress in terms of the North Korean government being responsive to the needs of certain people and listening to what the concerns and problems are. I think it's important as we look at dealing with the problem of North Korea, and North Korea is a problem. Its nuclear weapons, its belligerence towards its neighbors create a serious, serious security problem. But I think it's important to keep in mind that this security problem is not something that you can solve by focusing only on the security aspects. That until you create pressure inside North Korea on the government there to be concerned with the well-being, welfare, and rights of the people in North Korea, it's going to be hard to find a government that's going to be willing to take the steps that need to be taken.